So, we have the NBA Finals, which means all the playoffs and all that regular season was pretty much meaningless. Let's do this. It's a Friday, Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. We'll actually take some phone calls because we're in studio. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. It's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A-J is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-ESPN. And it's a Friday, Friday. Let's have some freaking fun today. You up for that, man?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, you have the NBA Finals you wanted.
Well, it's not what I want. It's what everybody should have wanted, right?
Yeah. Unless you're a fan of a different team.
Yeah, maybe.
Which is of the country.
That's fair. But if you wanted to see a competitive series, this was the only chance for it.
Yeah, it's a chance for a competitive series.
Right.
I don't know that it's going to be.
But do you think there's any other team that could beat the Warriors other than the Cavs?
No, and I'm not sure the Cavs can either.
I don't know either. Is there any other team you think that could beat the Cavs? Besides the Warriors?
I think if with a healthy Kawhi Leonard, I think maybe the Spurs.
Maybe you get a matchup.
Yeah.
But I think this is what you hope for. You got the two best teams. You got – and I don't know. This is what I wanted all along. So I know that that's not the case with everybody. But it's also what I feel like we could have just skipped a lot of time.
We could have skipped the entire season.
We all knew this is where it was headed. We all knew.
It's pretty obvious.
I mean, what
the heck? But, I think especially after once the playoffs started, it looked like there wasn't going to be anything else but this. So, how do you see it playing out?
I don't, man, we've got plenty of time to
think. Yeah, we've got a whole week. That's the other thing.
That's a bit of a bummer. But I tend to think that this is the Warriors series to lose. I think that they're the more complete team. They've got they're deep, but like I always say, if I were in the business of betting against LeBron James, like just saying, oh, there's no way he'll be able to do that, I'd be a broke man by now because that dude can do some things that.
I did see you try to borrow money from Jong earlier.
Well, maybe that's the case. I had to pick up my bill at Nick's place. Thanks, Jong, for that, by the way. It was nice of you. Generous. I'm not going to say that LeBron doesn't have a chance because he's LeBron. He does have a chance. But all signs point to it's going to be very difficult to beat that Warriors
team. Well, but and that's the same thing we said last year. And
he did it.
And they did it. But the difference this year is I think having Kevin Durant on that team just makes them that much better, especially in the playoffs. And I mean, they only came close in one game. And and really, that's the same thing with the Cavs. They really had only one game.
They've been rolling through everybody, too, yeah.
But I think what they were beating was less than what the Warriors played in the Western Conference Finals. I think beyond that, I mean, I don't think Utah's any different than Toronto or any of the teams that Cleveland beat. So hopefully it'll be a good series, but we probably won't talk about it for another week because it's not until next Thursday. Nicely done, NBA.
Well, wouldn't want to pick up the pace any, would we?
I admit I did not watch any of the game last night. I had it on my – I was going to flip over and check it out if it was close. But by the end of the first quarter, and really by the end of the first half, I was like, nah, I really don't need to watch this. I know who's winning. I was locked in on the
– The hockey.
The hockey, yeah.
Yeah, I was double screening last night and I got grief for not watching the Astros game last night.
That was what I was flipping over to, was the Astros, because I figured the Cavs game was over. There was no point in watching any of that. So I was watching the hockey, and then on the breaks, I would flip over and check out the Astros.
Yeah, I was watching basketball and hockey.
But, I mean, the Astros have 162 of these.
That's what I'm saying.
A Game 7 conference final and a chance for a team to go to the finals, that's a big deal. That's not, I'm sorry, Astros. You're going to play. Guess what? That was your fourth game against the Tigers this week.
Yeah.
Nicely done. Although, that Astros minus 140, I thought about going the other way on that after we talked about it. No, I'm not going to play baseball. Plus, I don't really want to bet against the Astros. They didn't exactly win it like a minus 140, but they got it done.
They got it done, yeah. That's why I don't bet baseball.
It looks like... And it looks like Keuchel will be back Saturday, which I think would be big for them, because the one problem with moving Peacock out of the bullpen is suddenly you're left a little thin back there, especially if Davinsky's not going to be the monster he was early in the season. So it'd be good to get Keuchel back, and then I think you have a decision to make on your fifth starter.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if Fires is – I still wish they just go ahead and make a deal now so that we don't have to sit here and sweat who's going to be 3, 4, 5 for the next 2 months. But – hey, they won. Another good win. Had to get 7 runs to do it because your pitching staff was shaky. But the positive is, especially at home, Ken Giles' numbers are terrific. I mean, he's been really good since he started the season off shaky. And when you're a reliever, you have a couple bad outings early. It takes a while to get that ERA back down. Yep. You're not getting enough innings. But especially at home, he's been a monster. And he was really good again last night when he needed to be, and closed it out, 13 saves. I think that ties him for the league lead. It's not bad. So there's a positive.
Yeah.
I think he's a positive, and they won the game. But, God, the Woos. I muted the TV.
That's the other reason why I couldn't. I just switched over every once in a while. Like when the Astros had their three-run inning, or three-homer inning, I was like, oh, see what's going on here. So I switched over. And, of course, though, it's wooing already. I can't deal with it.
Yeah, I just mute the TV when I flip over. But mostly I was focused on the hockey because that was just everything you could have asked for from a game 7.
Yeah.
Overtime. And
that was good. Two overtimes.
Well, yeah. And the best team won. But, boy, I got to give Ottawa credit. They did everything they could to win that series. And Pittsburgh was so much better than them and outplayed them the last two games. Lost game 6. But really outplayed them. And I didn't really like the way it ended because it wasn't a fluke goal. It's just the goalie never saw it because he was screened. And it wasn't – I wanted Crosby to do something amazing or Carlson to do something amazing to win the game, which would have been the best way for it to end. But in the end, I think we're going to get the best Stanley Cup out of it, and I'm really excited about that. And we only have to wait till Monday for that game.
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah.
It's still kind of a while.
It is, but – it's also kind of a – it kind of gives Pittsburgh a little bit of an advantage because, Nashville closed out its series and has some time off. But now Pittsburgh's going to get 3 days off and they start game 1 at home. So that's a long enough break.
Yeah.
But how do you feel about your Predators against Pittsburgh?
I don't really know. I mean, that's the problem. I don't know. I don't watch enough regular season hockey. And besides last night's game, the only hockey games I've watched have been the Predators games. Yeah. So I don't.
Well, they have been the most dominant team in the playoffs from the start when they swept the Hawks. And defensively, they're the best in the league. Their top four is better than anybody else's. And where I think the difference is going to be for them is, especially losing Ryan Johansson, is the Penguins have a huge, huge advantage at center. And that's really important. But I also feel like, Erik Karlsson kind of had his way with the Penguins, and I feel like the Preds have 2 or 3 Erik Karlsson-type players on there. So I think I'm excited about it, man. I think it's a great matchup, and I'm rooting for your guys.
Thanks, Fred.
Because I love the way that city has embraced them. And it's funny because somebody said, how can you root for Nashville? They stole the Oilers. Like, no, they didn't steal the Oilers. But Adams took the Oilers away. It's just like if some guy comes along and steals your wife, are you going to get mad at that guy? Or are you going to be mad at the wife for leaving you?
Yeah.
And you know what? Maybe you didn't build her a big enough stadium. Maybe it's a little bit your fault, too. Maybe you just dismissed her threats. She was going to leave you if you didn't do something nice.
So there, Tyler. Enough about the woos at the Astros games, guy. It's there. Quit talking about it. Now we're going to quit talking about it until idiots like you quit doing it, Tyler.
I don't understand the quit talk. It's there. Quit talking about it.
Yeah, that exactly. Yeah, Donald Trump's here. Let's quit talking about
it. Yeah, that's the dumbest thing ever. It's going to be talked about because it's still obnoxious.
Yeah, and it's not going to change from being obnoxious. And, yeah, great. That's a great first text to start the day.
Good start.
Yeah, don't talk about this.
Good start.
You know, let's not talk about Cavaliers-Warriors because that's not going away either. That's 3 years in a row, right? It's here. It's not going away. Let's not talk about it. Let's not talk about the problems at ESPN because it's here.
It's here.
Yeah. Let's not talk about Mike and Mike. None of that. Let's not talk about anything because it's here. Really well done, sir. 713-780-ESPN.
If a hurricane hits this summer, we won't talk about it because it'll be here.
Yeah, it's here. Nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, let's not talk about it.
Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. March to the fiend. Now dance, good dance, man. He never had a chance. And I don't even know it was really only you. And now you see you
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 832 says, going back to yesterday, maybe your Law & Order episode can be about a radio host that goes to the Astros games, and after each game he follows and kills the people who woo. Interesting thought. The problem is, you know, I was watching on TV at the end when they're showing all the fans, trying to see if I could spot anyone wooing. I couldn't see them. I guess because they were showing them. I don't know. I didn't see anybody doing it, but you could sure hear them.
Yeah, you could just hear it. I don't know who it is.
Yeah. 832, my name is Fred, and I'm a pompous dickweed who insults his listeners all the time. Pompous? Probably. Insults his listeners? You know who I insult? The 5%, which obviously you're one of, that are just complete idiots. And in... Yes, I'm going to call you out for being an idiot. And if you consider that insulting, fine. The 95% of the listeners of the show who are freaking fantastic and who get what we do, I'm going to insult them. Pompous. I like that.
You are a little pompous.
Cool. Suck it, 832.
Because you're rich now.
Yeah, well, poor shouldn't be texting and bitching about me then. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, yeah. If you people that listen and complain remind me of the people who complain about the NBA watch anyway. Is it Chad? Man, my eyes are bad today.
Yeah, Chad.
What's up, Chad?
Hey guys, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, so I'm a pretty big LeBron fan. I can't lie. I'm pretty biased when it comes to anything. As far as a LeBron team, but I was really impressed with the Celtics, especially in Game 3 without Isaiah Thomas. And they got a pretty big offseason coming up. What are some moves you guys feel like they can make to actually give the Cavs maybe 6 or 7 games in the Eastern Conference Finals next year? Thanks, guys.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if I buy into Isaiah Thomas long-term as, like, a great player. He had a great season, obviously. I just don't know what he is legitimately. I think the decision on what they do with that first pick, whether they take Markelle Fultz or they trade it, and what they could get for that pick is a big decision. I mean, I think that there's things they could do, like the Paul George for that first pick deal makes sense.
But does that put him over the top?
I don't think it makes him better than the Cavs. I mean, but he's saying, would it make him more competitive? Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, as good as I think Markelle Fultz could be, I don't think he's going to be great year one. I don't think that he's going to suddenly make the Celtics much better next season. So, and their window is you know, I mean, Al Horford's not getting younger. They've got a finite window with that team.
Would it be crazy to let Thomas go, keep the number one pick, and get something for Thomas, and then reload for a couple of years down the road when LeBron is not this LeBron? Because the East will be open once LeBron, you know, takes kind of a downfall in his career. He'll slow down eventually. But folks, you build around him, and you build around whoever you can get for Isaiah Thomas.
What can you get for Isaiah Thomas, though?
I don't know, because he's such a defensive liability.
Yeah.
You can get maybe a number two or three for him.
Option
two or three. Because I think that you can do better down the line.
Yeah.
Because you got one hell of a coach.
Yeah, that's the thing the Celtics have. And, they seem to have... what I don't understand, everyone praises Danny Ainge so much in that Celtics front office. Like, have you seen a rundown of the draft picks in the Danny Ainge era? It ain't great. But everyone acts like that guy is some sort of genius. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, he's drafted like one or two players since he's been there that have been useful even.
Well, they're going to have some really high ones here the next couple of years. So,
yeah.
Is that I think that's DJ Hollygrove. That I think I can read. Either that or it's just a whole bunch of letters running together.
That's him.
Like that. What's up, DJ?
Hey, question, fellas. Not sports. Television. What TV show you think is having a better year? Fargo? Billions? Or Better Call Saul? Not Hang Up and Listen.
I don't watch Billions, so I don't know about that one. But I like Better Call Saul more than Fargo.
I have not watched either this week. I'll get caught up this weekend. I haven't watched the leftovers from last week either, and I'm fast losing interest in that one. I've never watched Billions, so. But I'm kind of what I've seen so far, being an episode behind. I'll put Better Call Saul ahead of Fargo. It's not that it's bad. I'm just not really feeling Fargo this year for some reason.
Yeah, I think it's pretty solid. I don't know. It is weird having one guy play all these roles.
Yeah. And I'm weirded out that the same chick in The Leftovers has a prominent role in this.
Yeah.
It kind of freaks me out a little bit. But I don't know who I should blame that on, whether that's on Fargo or The Leftovers. But Better Call Saul, I thought there were a couple slow episodes early, but it sure got better. And, again, I haven't seen this week's. So, let's try. Is that John? I think it's John. Is that John?
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, I was just wondering if you guys had an opinion on with the addition of the new catcher, Sereno. Is that a possible scenario where Gattis could become trade bait here in the near future, that we could go after another pitcher with him and maybe some prospects or something? I'll hang up and listen.
He could, but guys like Gattis, that's not what's going to bring back a top-notch pitcher. It's going to be those prospects that are controllable by the team for a long time. So Gattis is Gattis is the kind of guy you want to keep.
Yeah,
you know, if
at this stage, I wouldn't want to
play
trade
a few positions.
Yeah.
I don't see the need to move him.
I don't either. At this stage, you shouldn't be trading anybody off your major league roster
unless it's one of the younger guys. Like if you were to trade Bregman as part of a deal for
right
something mind blowing
or Musgrove, you throw him in there, guys
right.
like that. I'm totally fine.
Young
with that.
Guys that are controllable by the team, but that you would only trade those for significant upgrades.
A lot of people telling us we should be on Billions, so. I will.
I've got too many shows.
Yeah, let's let me get through June because most of these will end then, and then maybe I'll go and binge it. Especially if you guys stay on me about it, because I've got about 10 texts about it and two or three tweets already. So we should be on that. Is that Ali?
Yes.
God, everything is just a blur today for some reason. What's up,
Ali? Hey guys, sports.
Sports to you.
I had a question for AJ. If you got picked for Survivor and you got to choose, what athlete or athletes would you like to be on the show with you? Thank you.
Oh, I don't want any athletes on the show. I don't really care about that. I just want to, I don't know. I haven't thought about that.
Yeah, it's not like Dancing with the Stars where you got a whole bunch of famous people.
Sometimes
don't you want to be the most famous guy on there? Wouldn't that be part of your goal?
No. Sometimes it's nice to have a really famous guy who's really rich, so people will say, oh, well, that guy doesn't need the money. Like Scott Pollard went on Survivor, who, I mean, for those of you who don't remember, Scott Pollard played at Kansas and then played in the NBA. I mean, he had like a legitimate NBA career, like probably 10-plus years, I would think. And then he went on Survivor. But when you're like 7 feet tall, it's kind of hard to hide that, oh, yeah, I might have played in the NBA for a little while. But the problem is when you're that, they vote you out.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, he doesn't need the money. He's out.
He wasted his career.
Yeah.
409 says there's only 2 seasons of Billions and there are only 12 episodes each. You can knock it out in a couple of weeks. The way I binge, I could knock that out in a weekend if I wanted to. That's one of our things that we do sometimes. We'll sit down, if we don't have anything to do on the weekend, sit down Saturday morning and just start binging. And usually, well, you won't get through that many in a weekend, but you'd get through a season and a half and then finish it. I mean, Fred, get some weed for that cataract. I think that's my problem. I haven't smoked any in a while. I'm not quite sure why. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. It's funny because I do think the Astros have plenty of assets to go out and get somebody. It's just a matter of who's available and what other teams want.
Well, and are they willing to give them up?
Well, yeah. But if I'm them with where they are right now, and again, I'm not Jim Crane. I'm not. I'd like to be Jim Crane rich. I'm not. But if I were, I'd be like, okay, do what we need to do here. We need another starting pitcher. Another arm in the bullpen would be great. Hell, if we can get two, I'd like you to keep the young core that you got here and figure we got a 3-year window with this group. Let's go for it. 281 says, if I could choose, I would want Alex Morgan on there with me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I need that. She's not recognizable enough. She could probably fly under the radar. People wouldn't know who she was.
Yeah, because she is a soccer player. It's just that she's hot. That's the only reason anybody knows anything about her, right?
Yeah.
Like Carly Lloyd, you know who she is because she scored a bunch of goals?
I mean, I couldn't pick her out of a lineup, probably.
Well, I couldn't tell you who she is if I saw her, but I know who she is.
I know
her name.
What's the real crazy lady soccer player?
Hope Solo.
I could probably pick her out of a lineup.
Well, because you've seen her naked.
No, but I mean, like, she's been on TV enough that I would recognize her.
Okay.
The rest of them, I don't think I would. I just don't know enough about ladies' soccer.
Well, I just want those women to breed to Cristiano Ronaldo so that our next generation of American soccer players will be badasses. Austin asking, are you guys caught up on American Gods and how is it? I haven't seen last week's. It's really dragging. In fact, that's the thing. This week I just kind of – I've lost interest in almost all of them to where I didn't watch them. Plus there were sports on that I wanted to watch this week. But I'll get caught up either tonight or tomorrow, just depending on – what's going on. But the one thing I'd say about American Gods, if you read the book and you know what's going on and even some of the scenes and the way they've done them have been pretty cheesy.
Yeah.
So I'm iffy on it right now. I if you haven't read the book, you've probably already ejected, and I wouldn't blame you because I almost ejected on the book for the same reason. And I just happened to be on a plane, and I was already reading it, so I went ahead and stuck with it. And then it got really good. But if they do the TV show like that, and so far it's held pretty close to that, then I don't think anybody who hasn't read the book is still with it because it's been kind of eh. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 630 asking Fred thoughts on Crosby touching the trophy last night. Shame. This is one of those hockey things that's like there's these baseball traditions that drive me nuts. So you win the conference, then most players won't touch the trophy because they want the Stanley Cup, and that one doesn't count, right? Well, This is Crosby's fourth trip to the finals. The 1 year he didn't touch it, they lost. The 2 years he did touch it, they won. So that's why he touched the trophy.
Well,
it's kind of silly, right? It's like, oh, well, if you touch this one, you can't win the Stanley Cup. But hey.
Whatever it is, it's better than baseball where they win a wild card game and then they pop champagne in the locker room.
That's true.
That's the most obnoxious thing.
So I guess I can kind of respect that a little bit. It's like, no, this isn't the trophy we want. But it has kind of turned into a freaky, superstition. So if you touch it, you can't win. This was a whole topic of conversation when I was listening to NHL Network today. It's like, really? Yeah. But that's why he did it, is because it's worked for him the two times he has, and it's failed the one time he didn't. So if you go by that standard, the Penguins should beat the Predators.
I don't go by that standard.
Well, of course you don't. I didn't even think about whether or not the Predators touched it. I'm guessing they didn't. It's funny, even on NHL 17, if you win your conference, the player won't touch the trophy. Like, skate up to it and then skate away from it and shake his head.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I love video games. They're so freaking cool now. I mean, the detail in those things when you do something like that. And I noticed that about 6 months ago. I was playing and my team won and they're doing the celebration and the guy skates off. And I'm like, okay, that's pretty badass that you're that accurate. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Astros kind of in the midst of playing pretty good teams here. Obviously things with the Indians didn't go well last week, but 3 out of 4 from the Tigers. They get the Orioles next. And mentioned this earlier, but looks like you might get Keuchel back on Saturday, which would be a good get. What do you think of the Orioles? I know you've been paying a lot closer attention to some of these other teams than most people. What can Astro fan expect to see this weekend?
The Orioles are pretty solid. And they are, I would say they have not really played their best yet. So
they got off to a real good start, but they've lost 4 in a row. I think they've lost 10 of 13, but they're still 5 games over. So,
yeah. And we kind of saw that with the Indians.
Yeah.
The Indians were solid, but they hadn't been the best that they could be just yet. You know, the Indians, their hitting hasn't been great. The Orioles are in that same group, kind of. Jonathan Scopes, their leading hitter, he's hitting like 269 or something like that. Adam Jones is at like 260. Manny Machado, who could argue is one of the best players in the league, is hitting like 220. So they're going to have to come around and get better. But when you think about that, then you're like, well, how are they still in second place in the AL East? How are they still playing so well?
Because everybody other than the Yankees has been treading water here a little bit early.
Yeah, and they've gotten some good pitching performances. You know, Wade Miley's been solid for them. Dylan Bundy's been very good. He's been a kind of a prospect that they've been waiting to blossom for a while, and he's been very good for them. So they've got some good pitching. Their bullpen is solid. They're a decent staff, but if they're not playing at their best, they're beatable right now for sure.
Yeah, and McCullers on Sunday has just been on a tear. I'd like to see him get a few more innings deeper into starts and what he's doing. But if he's just going to go out every start and not give up a run for 5 or 6 innings, I'm going to be okay with that.
Yeah, you could live with that.
I've loved this kid from the beginning. I think he's finally starting to become the pitcher that I was hoping he could become.
Yep.
Jerry says baseball players can't even drink during games anymore, but they pop champagne after the wild card. I bet you they find a way to sneak a drink or two. They're not supposed to. Better Call Joel said, thank you for partnering with Saloon Door. As a teacher on the last day of school, this is an amazing place to celebrate.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's a good place. And glad you're done with school. 281, if I made a whole bunch of Woo shirts, do you think they would sell?
Someone already has, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Robert wants to know, should the Dallas paper put the tombstone on the Rangers? No, they're going to be fine. It's a long season, man.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that people are like, oh, you guys are uncomfortable talking baseball. I was like, no, I'm not really comfortable talking baseball until you've got enough games. Usually, like, I used to wait till July 1st before I'd really even look at the standings. And I know realistically, if you're going to do a radio show, you can't do that. So I'll have opinions developed on June 1st.
I mean, what really matters around here to local fans? Yeah. Astros are the best team in baseball still.
Yeah, so far.
That's all people care about.
And if they're still the best team in baseball on July 1st,
and you've got something serious.
And they make some of the trades we talked about, then I think people should really be excited about the potential of making it to the World Series and winning it. William wants to know, I hope this is not a dumb question, but what makes the best baseball player?
I don't know. That's a difficult,
question
to answer.
Well, and especially because you have to separate pitchers from fielders because it's two different skill sets. But, you know, when you look at a guy like if I were starting a team, I'd want a Mike Trout or a Bryce Harper or someone who's going to produce a lot of runs and hit a lot of home runs and get on base a lot. You know, and it's really hard to, because even numbers wise, there's so many stats now that guys, wins above replacement is one of my favorites. And I mean that sarcastically, is where guys, they swear by that. And, you know, it's for a team like the Astros, like, I think we'd all agree Jose Altuve is their best player.
No doubt.
And
who has the highest ceiling? Carlos Correa still.
Carlos Correa.
But Altuve is still the best player there.
But as far as, somebody said just watch Mike Trout, that's how. But steroids make the best baseball player. That's true.
That helps.
Yeah. Steroid Barry Bonds, and I'll stand by this, steroid Barry Bonds was the best hitter ever. No period. Doubt. So, yeah, but that's, when you go and look at every possible statistic, he dominated, he was, you know, they pitched around that guy constantly, and he still was just a monster.
Yeah.
But,
well, you could say the same thing about Mike Trout now.
Yeah.
I mean, that dude's not playing in a great lineup.
Yeah. And someone 30 says five tools doesn't hurt. But you know what? How many times you hear the term five-tool player, and they really are a five-tool player? You hear a lot of potential five-tool players,
yeah,
and they hit 220. But,
well, isn't Correa supposed to be a five-tool player?
Pretty much. But, I mean, is he?
No, not yet.
Well, he may become that.
Could.
Well, it says, you two never did radio when the Astros are really good, right?
No.
I did, I think, well, 2008 when they got screwed by the commissioner. I was doing updates and making fun of them, and people got mad. But we were doing a poker show. And we were doing a Sunday morning sports show. So, yeah, I was for 1 year, 2008. That was the last time. And they didn't make the playoff. Well, they lost that game to the – they lost that series at the Cubs that they moved, and that kind of screwed them. They still had Berkman. That's probably the only time. Yeah, so Correa hasn't stolen a base all year. It doesn't necessarily mean, though, that you're a base stealer. It means you have speed and can use it on the field. But ideally, yeah, if you're a five-tool player, you'd like to see guys steal some bases. That's one thing that this team hasn't stolen as many bases as I thought they would. I thought there were some guys on the roster – who would – I thought they had enough speed throughout that they would steal more bases.
I don't know – man, I don't know who I would say – like how many five-tool players there really are in baseball anymore.
Because even Bonds at the end of his career wasn't that.
No.
Because he wasn't fast anymore. He was a big home run hitting monster.
And he wasn't a great defensive player at that
point. Yeah, he didn't have a great arm.
The obvious one is Mike Trout. Who, I mean, he's got everything. He's got a good arm. He's got good range in the field. He can hit for average, hit for power. He steals bases. He does everything. Bryce Harper has one of the best arms in the league. I mean, he's got good range out there. He doesn't steal bases anymore. But I'm going to say he's going to, and obviously he's got power. I'm going to say he's a five-tool player. Beyond him, I mean, I think there's debate on all those guys. Like, I kind of like the Mookie Betts, the kid in
Boston. Yeah, I think he's got potential.
Andrew McCutchen is that, although Andrew McCutchen seems like he's on the downside of his career. And then Francisco Lindor is another one that you could probably make a pretty good argument for. So, There's not very many. Like when people say five tool players, I'm like, let's slow down on that because there's really not very many of those guys that are good at everything.
AKA says, if you could juice up any baseball player in history, who would it have been? For me, it would have been Griffey Jr. See, I don't know that Griffey wasn't on
Griffey
roids.
Could have been on roids.
Yeah, we don't know.
For me, it would have been Nolan Ryan.
I think he was on roids.
Oh, stop it.
Go ask him. He'll tell you.
He'll put you in a damn headlock and whoop your
ass.
Yeah,
he's too old for that now.
Oh, like you're some kind of young buck. I think he'd have his way with you, Fred.
I don't know, man. He's looking pretty brittle these days.
All right, guys. I'm going to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. As the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area. You want to do it with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied. Call the pros at Allied to help you get your backyard in shape for the summertime. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed-out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay that'll give you the look and feel of real stone for less over the top of your existing surface. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete and costs a fraction of what real stone would cost. Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty, and they'll help you on residential and commercial projects. They'll offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. I've given you so many reasons why you need to check this out. I don't know what else to tell you. Save yourself that hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay instead to get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
This is The Blitz, on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. Know what matters tonight? Soccer. Glenn Davis.
Oh, yeah.
7 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
Glenn is the god of soccer and rock and roll.
Yeah.
Can I do an unsolicited thing and say nice things about three of our sponsors real quick?
Okay.
I dropped by Specs downtown today before our meeting, and they still have some of the Good Golly Miss Molly if you're a Carbach fan.
All right.
And they just now got the big bottles of Space City Vodka back in.
Okay.
So I'm not going to tell you what I bought, but you can probably guess from what I just told you.
Right.
That those are available there. So just, you know, little unsolicited love for.
Saw you also ate at China Garden.
I did. Met Beth there for lunch to talk about some business stuff and got to see Carol. And I love that place. That's the second time I've been there this week.
But no, you're going to be so fat.
I know. And that's why I didn't eat anything. That's why I'm not eating any dinner tonight. Jason wants to know, when do I either get to donate or take your money? When will you jokers be at Mint Poker? Very soon. Their opening got pushed back, and then we have a bunch of stuff that we were already committed to, and it's hard to get me out on a weekend. So it will happen soon. I can't wait to get down there and play, but it's going to have to be, you know, when it fits the schedule. And I'm actually going to chat with those guys next week and see what we can set up. So, it will happen soon. Derek says Astros are already selling Wooston shirts. Of course they are. I'm going to make a case for the Woo here. Well, I'm going to let a texter make a case for the Woo. All right?
Okay.
So, for those of you who are Wooers, this is for you. He says, not a Woo fan at all, but seeing my 10-year-old son's eyes light up and Woo away when Reddick is at bat, you can't beat it. However, he's only allowed to Woo when he's at bat. If not, he would Woo the whole game.
I'd kind of be okay with that. Like, if they would just do it during Reddick's at bats, that'd be fine.
And if kids are doing it, that's cool, though. I mean, I'm okay with that. Because, let's be honest, you're taking a kid to a baseball game, unless he's already playing like yours are, he's going to get bored.
Right.
That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I do have a problem with adults doing it the entire time. But, yeah, if you could limit it to that. But, And it says, no idea how Good Molly, Miss Molly wasn't any more popular than it was. It's absolutely remarkable. Yeah, I'm stunned that I can still buy it at the main specs. But yeah. I think they made a bunch of it, and it's fantastic. I picked up four more bottles today.
Well, they made a bunch, and the Carbach selling happened around that time, and people were salty about it.
And you know what? More beer for me.
And that beer was, trust me, that beer was in the barrels long before Anheuser-Busch owned Carbach. Yeah. Don't worry about it. And, yeah, people are missing out. It's a damn good beer.
Yeah, and that's fine. If you guys don't want to buy it, those of us who like it, we'll be fine. Blaine asking, is Mint Poker going to do any type of tournaments or just straight cash games? They have tournaments and cash. And they got a big tournament coming up, as a matter of fact, next weekend, I think. I'll get you the details on that here very soon. But they have a very big tournament coming up. They're going to have 400 people. So good chance to go and just make some money.
Yep.
And we'll do a Blitz tournament down there very soon. So 713-780-ESPN. And had two people tell me how much they hate that beer. And I was like, well, okay. More for me.
It's unbelievable to me.
But it's not barrel aged stouts are not everybody's taste. It's just, they're just not. There's certain people who just don't like them.
Well, my wife doesn't like them.
Yeah, mine doesn't either, which is great because she never drinks my beer and I never drink hers. So it works out really well. And I'd rather live with somebody who doesn't like my beer because I don't have to worry about her getting that drunk helps. And running out of whatever she's drinking and then drinking my beer. Just like I won't drink her wine. Like she'll have bottles of wine there. And that happens in every household where you run out of your primary alcohol, which in this case is either going to be vodka or whiskey or both. And then you go to your next thing, right? Well, she doesn't take my beer and I don't take her wine because she doesn't like my beer. And that's 100% fine with me. Okay, is that – it's either Raul or Earl. I can't
tell. That's Raul.
Raul. Let's put Raul on. What's up?
Hey, sports guys. It's Raul.
Sports to you.
Hey, I want to talk about LeBron and Kobe. And woo!
F you, Raul. I hope you die in a car crash.
That was Raheel.
I know who it was.
God. Raheel is the worst.
He's such a child. He really is.
The worst.
He is such a child.
The worst.
Next time you recognize Raheel, let him start talking and then just cut him off immediately. Raheel, you're such a little bitch.
I never call Raheel's show and bother with him. I never do.
No. There's no point.
You know why? Because it's unnecessary. It's uncalled for.
You know, he's sitting there wooing and saying stupid stuff on his own show.
Thanks for ruining the show, Raheel.
Yep, you brought the whole thing down.
I'm in a bad mood.
Just like you did the meeting today. Thanks for that, too.
Bad mood.
Yeah, you showed up for that and, you know, late and offering nothing. So, well played. You've had a productive day, son. Well done. Well, 713-780-ESPN.
Now, where do we go from here?
I don't know. I don't want to do the show anymore.
Yeah, you know what? Let's just cut it off.
Show's over.
Yeah, and we're just going to go do something else. I've got Space City Vodka and Good Golly Miss Molly in my trunk waiting to be mouth attacked when I get home.
Yeah, I listened back to it. That was definitely Raheel.
Yeah, it was.
There's no question.
Damn Raheel.
Raheel thinks he's so slick and our interns are too stupid to pick up on him.
Well, they are.
Raul.
Somebody's not going to call into his show and say sports Raheem.
Please do. Every day.
He hates it when someone calls him Raheem.
Robert says, who needs more attention, J.J. Watt or Raheel? Raheel is
they
pretty much
are the
yeah,
same.
They are the same guy. They're the exact same guy.
Raheel is like a tiny, talentless J.J. Watt.
That's why he does every fake commercial. He's got to be out. He keeps doing podcasts.
Yeah, he was late to the meeting today because he was doing a podcast. It's like, dude, you have a radio show. What are you doing a podcast for?
Hey, I want to talk about LeBron and Kobe and woo.
God, yep, definitely
is,
him.
That is so Raheem. He doesn't even try to mask his voice.
No,
he doesn't care.
Raheem.
Blatant.
That's what happens when you let people from India call in your show. I know he loves that too.
Trickster.
Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.